What is up, guys? Kyle back again with another day of interviews from day number 3 of Indy 500 practice. Today we have the Dreyer and Ryan Bull drivers, Ryan Hunter-Reay and Steph Wilson. We also have Stingray Rob and David Malukas, as well as Colton Herta and Devlin DeFrancesco. Let's get into today's interviews. Okay, Steph and Wilson, you look like, now I'm sitting in the cheap seats, right? But I would say that your day yesterday was really, really strong. Was it strong from the cockpit?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, first off the day, for sure. We were really happy with the race car. We got a little bit greedy. We went back to the garage. We tried some more setup changes for the happy hour. And they kind of just were in the wrong direction, I think. And looking back, we can identify that. I mean, it's kind of the nature of this place. You can't always make positive changes, right? You're going to have some times where you make a change and it doesn't quite have the effect that you want it to. So you can learn just as much from those as you can from the positive changes. So you're taking that experience and on that lessons that learn from that, and we can implement that as we go back to the race car, which we might get to run the race car again later today, but today it's just going to be focused on qualifying, you know. So all day yesterday was all on race trim, which is encouraging based on the no-toe speeds, because I think a lot of people were in qualifying trim yesterday. So today is really where we're going to see how fast the car is, you know, by ourselves in qualifying trim and see what kind of speed it's got. And that's going to decide whether I'm happy or not happy, you know, because I think the whole team is shooting for the fast 12, trying to get both cars in the fast 12, and that's what I want and what I'm shooting for. And we'll see if that's possible after today.
Yesterday, I noticed a sequence where both Dreyer and Ryan Bull cars seemed to just be rocket ships. You guys were passing everybody, including Scott Dixon at one point. For a driver who struggled to get in this race last year, I mean, you guys were absolutely, you know, out to lunch in a lot of respects. To have a car that well prepared to go toe-to-toe with Scott Dixon, just describe that for a second.
It's kind of surreal, man. I mean, I've got so much respect for Scott. I mean, what a legend of the sport. And you know, at times I'm like, oh, he must be just letting me by. You know, this is not real, you know? So, I mean, he probably was at times, I don't know. But it felt good to just run around him. Like, the cars, they're the cars we want to be around on race day. So running around him, running around Elio was good and very encouraging for just the whole team and more so myself. I'm still trying to prove myself, and I still have a lot to prove. So I'm, you know, days like yesterday help that, and we got to just keep that momentum up and keep having positive days around here.
This is the first program you've really ever been a part of that's not been limited in some capacity. You've had test days, had this thing set up for months. Can you even begin to describe what a difference that's made?
Huge difference. You know, even the mentality here, we're on Thursday, which is really day 2 right now, and, you know, in previous years, without the open tests, I'd be still sort of reacquainting myself with the car right now. I'm still sort of getting that feeling back, and I would be sort of being more risk averse, sort of maybe not wanting to play in the very deep traffic. But this year, having that open test just feels like I'm so much further ahead of the game, and getting in the traffic yesterday was, you know, really fun. I enjoyed it. So, you know, in the past, I'm like, maybe I'm not ready for that, you know, on day 2. But no, it feels like I'm leaps and bounds ahead of previous years. Just having that extra day and then a couple of weeks to think about it really makes a difference, you know. So I'm very grateful to have this opportunity, and grateful for the team at Dreyer Ryan Bull to you know, produce 2 really good cars. And, you know, we just need to keep this up, not make any mistakes, and I'll tell you how happy I am at the end of the day. I think this is going to be kind of judgment day for us to see how fast the car really is.
All right, Ryan, you looked extremely strong yesterday. You're a former champion. You've won this race before. Was it as strong inside the cockpit as it looks like outside?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the car was really good, you know, running in race trim. That's all we've done, right, is running traffic, working on the race car. And, yeah, we made some good gains yesterday, and I was definitely happy with the car. You know, the conditions that they were. This place changes so much day to day, right? Right when you think you've got it all figured out, the wind changes direction, temp goes up, and all of a sudden you're a little bit out of the window. So we just get our data sets for each different wind and weather condition, and I think we're making the right, we're checking the right boxes off right now. The car is definitely strong in traffic, and the good news is, you know, I've been here before when I had a car that didn't want to tow up to the car in front, and this car definitely has that. So I'm happy with the progress we've made so far.
Steph mentioned that you guys are really going to focus on qualifying setup today. You're a pretty prolific qualifier here. You know how to get it done. What do you have to do to the car to get that thing really slippery and fast in qualifying trim?
Well, it's always a trade-off between, you know, trimming off enough drag to go fast, and, you know, in a straight line, so to speak, versus sliding too much to the corner, you know. You have to trim these things out to go fast, but there's also the other side, whereas if you start trimming out too much and you start really sliding the car and eating up too much racetrack, it can slow you down. So you're just trying to find that happy medium, you know, and trying to find out what combination of mechanical changes and aero changes suit us, each driver, you know, in qual trim. So we'll do some of that today. I'm going to focus on some more race running and then probably do the qual stuff later.
Looking back before you got in the car and got to feel it and got to see what it would do in traffic, was there any doubt that this thing was going to be as fast as it has shown so far?
Well, I was with the same team for 12 years. We won the 500, and every year you come back, there's massive doubt. You have no idea. It's kind of like the Indy Lottery. Sometimes, you know, you'll see teams that have one car that really sticks out as fast, and others in the same camp. That's not so much. I've had cars here, again, Andretti, that were really fast, and I've had some cars there that were not. And so you never really know until you get on track. But I had full confidence coming in here, knowing how the work the team has put in and the areas they focused on. The fact that we get to focus on this race only is an advantage.
Yeah, you're about Ryan Hunter Ray height, so that helps. It was a little hard with Steph. We had to go way up.
Hello!
Hello! All right, you ready? All right. Yesterday was day one on track officially for the Indianapolis 500. I love asking the rookies this. How was it?
It was awesome. This race is so unbelievable. So fast. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing here. Pinching myself every morning, waking up like, okay, this is still real. This is still the real thing. But yeah, it's awesome.
So what was your game plan yesterday? I know some people, there were a few people working on qualifying. It looked like a lot of people were working on race setup. Where were you guys kind of with your program?
I think we were right there in the middle. We did a couple quality runs just to see what that was like, see what the car was like in clean air. A couple traffic runs to see what it's like in tow. And we were working on everything that we could. I'm just trying to gain as much experience as possible. As a rookie, like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into here for the 500. So we're trying to cover all the bases early, and that way we can start fine-tuning later in the week. With the weather moving in, we'll see how it changes things. But it looks like we're going to be pretty good. You know, the Dale Coyne car is pretty quick. David had a good tow earlier on in the day. But we got some things that we're trying to work on today, apart from yesterday, and take some big swings at some changes and see if I can't figure out something in the car.
One of the things we always hear from everybody is moments. Did you have any moments yesterday?
Yeah, I definitely had a few moments. The wind around here is gusty every once in a while, and when you're in a tow behind, you know, 5-6 other cars, that dirty air, it'll change her world. So definitely had some moments.
So let's talk a little bit about traffic running, because that's something that everyone's kind of working on this year because the aerodynamic package is different. What do you think the racing is going to be like, and what did you experience yesterday? Can you tow up? Can you pass people kind of mid-pack?
You know, it's funny because at Texas, I thought the package that they rolled out with was great. It was almost a pack race, almost not. And I thought that was great for myself as a rookie driver because I could race people. You go side by side. You could go in the air and draft up to someone and make a move on the outside or inside, whatever else it may be. But yesterday I didn't feel that confident doing that. This place is a little different. I think maybe it's not as good with the high bank or with the low bank versus the high bank. But I think it's also related to the car. You know, Dave and I both struggled in traffic. We would get in that 3 to 5 second range and be really, really good. And then anything under and anything over, we were pretty slow. So we're working on that, trying to figure out what we can do mechanically to help us.
You mentioned David. He's been so prolific on the ovals. He only has 1 year of experience. But for you, how helpful has he been?
awesome. He's been so good. So, yeah, we had a good run going in Texas, and I think that was large in part to where he was able to get the car. He knew where it needed to be successful there. Obviously, walking away with a P4, that was pretty impressive. So it's good to see that I have a teammate that I kind of lean on and learn from.
Hello.
The mic wasn't in your face. Oh, okay. No one heard you.
Okay.
Listen, I control whether you're... He's saying the most most profound statement he's ever said, and no one got it. Okay. David Malukas.
Yes.
Let's just get right into it.
David Land.
I know. What a great name, right?
Can they even hear me? Oh, now they can. Okay, yeah. No, David, I mean, that's a really good name. I don't know if you guys know, probably the best name out there. David, it's like, well, I just got so much history on that name, yeah.
Let's make more history this month. You looked...
That was good. That was good. I like that. Good segue.
Because I think you could probably do it. You looked pretty good in traffic yesterday from the cheap seats. How was it in the good seat?
When the tires are new, we're good. The problem is our tires do not last long enough, you know, compared to these other drivers. And we tried to do a full stint yesterday, and we couldn't do it. We had a pit, and we quartered the front left tire. So that's something that we're struggling with, and that's what we're going to focus on today, is trying to make that tire last without, obviously, losing any sort of speed and maybe inducing more understeer, more oversteer. So it's a little bit of an issue, but I don't think it's something too bad. I think by the end of today, we'll be able to figure it out. And obviously, going to tomorrow, it's just full focus for qualifying.
Well, I guess the question I would have is, and I don't know this, maybe you do, did Firestone change the compound this year? I mean, are you using a last year setup with this year's tires sort of thing? Like, what's the issue, do you think?
I think it's a bit of a softer compound, but anytime we talk to them, they say, yeah, I mean, you're a little bit on the average to worst side of things when it comes to tire wear. They didn't really give me too much information, as I am a driver. So, I mean, I could bring Alex here, and he would probably give you a better answer than what I can.
Yeah, they don't tell the guy who has to go out on the tires what's going on. Okay, well, you know, that's how that goes. So, I guess I talked to Stingray, and he said you've been a big help. What's it been like to work with Stingray this year, at least on the oval? We won't talk about the road course.
It's okay. I mean, road course, him or Grosjean. Grosjean didn't even make the corner, so they definitely got lost in a battle of themselves. So there's no hate there. But, we've been really good. The relationship's been good. Our driving styles are very similar. Of course, with the oval, it's just him trying to build confidence with the car. And a fast setup, unfortunately, on an oval is having that little bit of looseness on entry, but then mid to out, you know, it's very good, and you don't have any scrubbing of speed of understeer. But just trying to get comfortable with that initial turn and trying to go wide and having that little bit of, you know, looseness, it's tough. Especially when you're going 240 miles an hour and your brain's like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm going to turn early, like it's safe. When unfortunately it goes fast, and to be at the top is, yeah, it's turning later. So, but it's something, I mean, again, we have 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long it is until the race. So he's going to have more than enough time to get comfortable with it.
Coming back for your second year, I mean, you seem to have figured this place out pretty quickly, but coming back, have you learned anything from last year that you've been able to apply this year? Is it just a comfort level thing, or are there any little tweaks that you've made to your driving this year versus last year?
It's definitely a few changes that I've learned, especially through all the ovals, following veterans, especially Castroneves. I remember Gateway, going through the pack when we were on the newer tires, getting to the front. It took me a very long time to get around Castroneves, and he is just very good at setting up his car in a position to where it's very hard to pass him. So it's learning things like that that I can use over here and then through other ovals. And, of course, it's just confidence, really. I mean, I'm very comfortable with the car that I have from Dale Coyne Racing, and they know what to give me to make sure I have that 110% confidence. And, yeah, once I get out there, I'm just having a blast. I feel like all of that kind of connected together creates the little Dave experience.
And we need David on the BorgWarner trophy, at least in some form. So yeah, there's a lot of pressure here from those of us with the D name. Congratulations. Thank you. And I'm sure we'll talk later this month. And now I'll put the mic in front.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much to David, the greatest name ever, because David Land's awesome. So thank you, guys.
I did not pay for that endorsement. All right. Day one on track with Able Racing. Describe it for me.
Pretty surreal. I mean, it was great to come back. I mean, I did my first thing of ROP, and lap one was like 2:11, and I felt like I was under the 2:05 thing, and I saw that come up on the dash. I was like, man, I really got to slow down. And I don't think I hit full throttle a single time during that first phase.
Wow.
Just trying to keep the mile an hour down. So that means car's fast, mm-hmm. Which helps. And same thing, just able to breeze right through ROP. That's just I mean, I think I even heard him say it on the broadcast, you don't see that very often. So they've done a lot of prep, and we have the right people on the car. I mean, John Bruner, he's been in this forever. He wouldn't put together an effort that didn't make sense and wasn't a top-notch effort. So we're super excited. We're going back to the garage, get some real running gears in it, and come back out here and show decent pace.
Yeah, you guys went right out there in traffic, 224 mile an hour. I mean, you guys are right there. I mean, you look how many cars are in that bracket. You know, a tenth of a mile an hour puts you like 20th. So you guys are right there. That's a little bit different, to change of pace, than what you're used to. How'd that feel to just go out there in traffic and have the confidence in the car to go out there and run with everybody?
Yeah, so that was actually my first time ever being in traffic in an Indy car here. I mean, last time I was here, we didn't get to running with everybody till Fast Friday. Mm. So nobody's running with each other. So that was really my first taste at running behind people. Obviously, I've done the Freedom, so I know what dirty air feels like, but this thing's another animal. And it's just kind of going to be the biggest learning curve portion of it. We get on, pack on the race downforce, and I think you'll probably see that later today. I think a lot of people will be doing Q runs this morning. But later today, I think we're going to really try to get into some traffic running and see what we got.
So your program today is race running, not necessarily qualifying, or are you guys going to mix it up a little bit?
It's definitely going to be a mix-up. I think the whole first 2-3 hours is going to be everybody doing Q sims and stuff like that, because the weather today looks like it's going to be a lot like Saturday. It kind of depends on where your Q draw is going to be, too. So you kind of want to check off all those boxes. But, of course, at the end of the day, happy hour, all that. We're gonna be participating in that.
Good stuff. Thank you, RC. Appreciate it. We are going to talk about the fishing first, because when we talked to Connor yesterday, he said Brian Hurt is out there, and it's Big Dad vibes over there in the creek on the golf course. What's the deal with the fishing? And do they stock it? How are there fish at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Explain.
Well, they obviously must have stocked it at some point, but I don't think there is any control over breeding there, because there's like so many freaking fish in there. You get largemouth, you get smallmouth, and then there are some bluegill.
Wow, bluegill? Here in Indiana, in a creek in the golf course.
Don't ask me how, but it they must have stocked it at some point. That's the only thing that makes sense. There's also a beaver that lives in the pond in the middle, and it always cruises around the lake.
All right, let's actually talk racing. You were quick on the time charts yesterday. Obviously, Andretti hasn't been, I think, where they wanted to be here at the Speedway the last couple of years, but it sure looked like in traffic you guys were back on form a little bit. It looked a little bit like 2017, everybody going out, running in the pack. How'd you feel about it?
Felt pretty good. I think there's still a little bit for us. I think other guys were maybe a little bit happier on the team. We had a little bit too much understeer, so we're struggling just a little bit, but I wouldn't say we were bad by any means. But I don't think we're kind of that top five people when you're running out there. So we have a little bit to find, but overall I was happy with how yesterday went. We went from, you know, a car that I was somewhat happy with to making it a little bit better. So that's really the goal every day, is if you can make it a little bit better and not take steps backwards.
So it seems like a lot of people are on a Q day today working on the quali setup. What's your game plan for today?
We'll split it up. We'll probably do 2 or 3 Q sims. And just make sure we get to the car to where it's stable enough for when we add the boost. We're not worried about anything. And then we'll probably switch it over kind of a few hours in, and we'll get to race running.
You were one of the first drivers who really explained to me kind of what the problem was with the racing here. The fact that the first two cars can swap and the third car really can't, and on back. You're now kind of a veteran driver. They've changed the cars this year a little bit, giving you some more downforce. Have you noticed a change? Do you think the race is going to be a little bit more competitive? And can you come through the pack?
No, not really. I don't think that the racing will be too much better further back in the pack. It's definitely better up at the front, like third car back. But yeah, it's a little bit difficult. It's hard to tow up when you're back there. It seems like the cars are maybe like a little too efficient at towing. And maybe there's almost too much downforce going through the tunnels and whatnot. Because we're following, you know, closer than what the old aero kit would follow, but we can't pass. So it's a struggle that we've kind of had the last few years. But, you know, I don't think too much will change this year. It's a little bit better. It's a little bit cleaner. Obviously, when you add downforce, things get better. But I think you'll see more of a change for the guys up front with this downforce package rather than the guys at the back.
That's something that I've heard you say, Scott Dixon say, Marcus Ericsson say, efficient downforce. Can you explain what that is and why that kind of hurts the racing a little bit?
Well, ideally, you get downforce for no drag. No added drag. In a perfect world, you can add all this downforce and it wouldn't add drag. But, when you're adding drag, you're creating more of a hole. It's creating more of a slipstream effect, which maybe, I think maybe you probably need. Whereas when you're adding it to the floor and whatnot, it's a lot more efficient. And so you get less of a hole punched in the air and less of a slipstream effect than what you would kind of get from adding it up top of the car. Mm. Now, it's give and get because obviously when you're creating more aero up at the top of the car, it creates more of a wind effect and you're more disrupted being the car following. But I think we have room for it. We're following at 0.2 seconds, really, like the good guys are, which is extremely close for this place. I think there's maybe a little bit of room. I would love to try with a bigger wing at least and see what happens. But I'm not too sure what the right answer is without being in the wind tunnel and knowing every number.
Devlin DeFrancesco, Andretti Steinbrenner Autosport. I finally got that right. Welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You were fairly quick on the no-toe charts from what I saw yesterday.
10, 11?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty...
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest, because it depends where you look, what filter, it changes, so...
So I guess my question is, how did it feel in the cockpit?
Fairly good. I think we need to try a few more things. I think this team's definitely made a good step. How big of a step, I don't know. We're going to find out today and tomorrow, which is exciting. Probably the most exciting part of the day. And then race running, I think we made a good step too.
So Colton said you guys are going to mix it up a little bit between Q and race running. Are you kind of on that same program?
Yes.
Okay. How was it yesterday? I assume it was a lot of race running. And if so, what did you experience in traffic?
I think we definitely looked better in traffic than last year. We were able to line up a few people. There were a few people that seemed very strong in race traffic, in race running. I think we know what we need to do to improve, so it's gung-ho, trying to get going, Guns blazing.
We like that. All right. I've asked all the second-year guys. It's year two for you. What have you learned? What have you taken away from your last experience at the Indianapolis 500 that you've brought forward to this year?
The timing, I know how to really work the timing a lot better than I did last year. Starting last year was a bit of a baptism of fire at the start of it, but really seemed to get comfortable quite quickly, and now able to just start an event with a little bit of experience and know how to work the timing.
Those were today's interviews. Thank you so much for listening with us today. Hopefully we will be getting out a full podcast in the next few days. Maybe it will be tomorrow morning. Maybe it'll be Monday. We have yet to be decided. We are so busy bringing you Indianapolis 500 content as usual. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you give us a rating on your favorite podcast platform, and we will see you in the next podcast.